Glory to God. So we are celebrating this week. Yes, tomorrow is Good Friday. And then come Easter Sunday that we celebrate. Give God thanks and we give him praise. We give him thanks and we give him praise. We give him thanks and we give him praise, Almighty God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome. Welcome tonight. Welcome. Praying for the nations. And before we open up ourselves tonight, we are going to invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Oh, somebody say, hold on. Yeah, hi. My baby, the audio is good. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we come this day, this night, this evening, this day. You remember you said the evening and the morning was the first day of the week or the first day that you created. So we could say from six today. This evening to six tomorrow morning is the first day. So we welcome you now, Holy Spirit, to lead us and to guide us. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to show us things to come. But before we come into your presence, we're asking you, Lord God, to wash us and cleanse us by the blood, in the blood of Jesus. That way we are whole, we are clean, we are completely fit for the Master's use. Yes, we are fit for the Master's use. So we come tonight, Lord God, and we say, forgive us from all our sins. Wash us and cleanse us that we may be whole, we may be clean. Hide us behind the cross this night. Now, Holy Spirit, you comfort and you glorify yourself through us that men may know that you are alive and you are not dead. So we listen to you tonight. We come in one accord tonight. And we say, thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Thank you for waking us up this day. Thank you for breathing the bread of life in us this day. Thank you for putting us on this assignment as we pray every single Thursday until the mandate is over. Wish we were going to continue. But at this time, we are on this mandate because you release it upon us. And we have seen other people, other congregation, or other warriors, or other intercessors, supernatural intercessors, are right now saying and doing. And actually, I even hear someone this week say the same thing, praying for the nation. I think it was yesterday. So we are praying for our nation, America. We speak life into America, from the White House to our house. We thank you, Father God. And we praise you now as we hide ourselves behind the cross and we declare that you, Holy Spirit, will come forth and lead us and guide us into all truth. Why? Because you are the Prince of Truth. You know, God, that you should lie. And you declare that you will show things to the prophet, give them information. So tonight we thank you for information. Tonight we thank you for insight for living. Tonight we thank you. Tonight we praise you. Tonight we glorify your name because your name is on high. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly there is no other God beside you. Heavenly Father, this day we thank you and we praise you now. In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you for being on the call tonight. Thank you for being on the call tonight. And as you know, as we always say every Thursday, this is a different type of prayer. We are praying on a mandate for the nation. And as you also know, we are praying in regards to the seven mountains of influence that is influencing this nation, that is a fabric, or I would say the makeup of the nation. So we are preying on the family. We are praying for religion, education, government, media, arts and entertainment, and business. Last week we pray in religion. Some of the time we pray for the entire seven. Last week our focus, our attention was on the religion, and we're going to skip from education and go over to government. Based on what the Holy Spirit told me today, let's focus our attention tonight on our governmental system. And I also want to remind you that we have a blog, and it's under theholytabernacle.com, theholytabernacle.com. And you could go and you could read a blog on the family that Destiny put together. We're going to have it every month. And she could put in the chat when the when they are established, when she finished, when they're when they're what time of the month they come out. Because I don't have the dates with me, but she might have the dates. But as this right now, the one for families out. The next one that's come up is going to be on religion. The next one is going to be on the educational system, and the other one is going to be on government, media, entertainment, and business. And she will have them every month. And I think it's next week, but I'm not really sure on the date when she's going to do religion. So tonight we're going to talk about our governmental system. We're not going to talk about it. Sorry, we're going to pray about our government. One of the scripture that the Father gave to me today was, I think it was, where it is at? Isaiah 9, verse 6. And it stated, you have to go read it for yourself. It said, the government will be on his shoulder. So let me read that. So if the government is on his shoulder, we have to pray. It doesn't matter who is in office. We have to pray that whoever is in the office are listening. The whole administration is listening to the Holy Spirit, because the word of God declare, let me move this off of here, that the government is on his shoulder. Isaiah 9, verse 6, Isaiah Jeremiah. I pray in the spirit. I have no interpretation. We said all the time, I am building up my spirit man. So here it goes. Isaiah 9, verse 6. This is talking about the birth of the Prince of Peace. And who is the Prince of Peace? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is our Savior. He's our deliverer. He's our sanctifier. He is everything that we would need. God manifested himself in the flesh, and now Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Go check it out. Go Google it. Go do whatever you got to do. Find the scripture for yourself. Get acquainted with life. The Word of God, the Father, Jesus Christ himself, walk and declare that death and life is in the power of the tongue. Every word that breathed out of the in the Bible comes from the Holy Spirit. Those are inspirational words from God himself coming out of his belly, and he breathed life upon us. And the word said, there is life in the word of God. So we ourselves have to know the word for ourselves. Yes, it's good, and yeah, it's all good and well that I'm telling you, but I may not be telling you the right thing. So what you have to do, you got to go search the scriptures for yourself. So the Prince of Peace, which is Jesus Christ. For unto us a child is born. If you go read Matthew 1, you will see where Jesus comes out of a virgin, Mary. Go read about Jesus in Matthew, the birth of Christ in Matthew. Read it. Read it. She had a baby by the Holy Spirit. Some translation may say something different. Doesn't matter what translation you're looking at, I urge you. Go and get the King James Version. Put it beside the version that you have, any kind of version that you have. Look it over and make sure when they're interpreted is making sense with the King James Version. Okay? I'm not saying don't get the King James Version. I'm just saying because there's a lot of Bible have been changed. They're changing the setting of the Bible. So get the original King James Version and match it up with the thing that you're looking at in this new day and this new society living. All I'm saying, people want to understand the Bible, which is correct, which is okay, but you want to make sure that you're getting the right information. So, unto us a child is born. Who is that child? Jesus. Unto us a son is given. Who is the son? Jesus Christ himself. And the government shall be up on his shoulder. Glory to God. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. See, you go. Jesus Christ is God. If you read in John 1, you see that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word become flesh and dwell among man. So you have to know the Word of God for yourself. Don't take it from me. John 1. Hallelujah. So the kingdom, or the governmental system where we're living right now, is on, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And the government shall be. So we had to get a revelation. Now we are in war, rumors of war, all different kind of people fighting against each other. The word of God talk about that in, I believe it's in Matthew 24. Go and look it up. Matthew 24 talk about the tribulation. And that's why we are here praying that when people are making decisions, they will be able to make the right decision if we pray. The word declare, if we humble ourselves and pray, he will hear us. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we cry out to you this day. Father God, we just talk to you this day. We minister to you this day. We believe in your word this day. We lift up the government to you this day. Your word declare this day. As we speak in 1 Timothy 2, pray for and have intercession and giving of thanks for all men. We got to pray for all men, the ones that are saved and the ones that are not saved, and the ones that out there that needs deliverance. We gotta pray. The Bible, you already, the Bible tells us to pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Break, 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 break. Break the snake neck. Break the snake neck. Break the snake neck. Squeeze out the life out of the snake. Take the snake out of the kingdom of this land. I'm calling it the kingdom of this land because you said us living in this kingdom on this earth. Yeah, on this earth, on this earth, on this earth. Break the snake. That snake that's wallowing in the White House, break it. Because when it wallows out of the White House and come, it is a significant, it's going to come to our house. So we stand on it right now. We break it, 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 we break it. We break it, we break every lying spirit. We come against every foul spirit. We come against the spirit of dictatorship. We come against the spirit of lying dictate. Oh, let that book, every lying tongue, every lying tongue, every lying tongue, everyone that spew venom, everyone that spew like a
name
hyssop, nastiness, lying, demonic,
of
break it, break it. They don't put a baba bala bonde canada. But a baba 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 yeah. Oh, every demonic spirit, we break it, we break it. Every demonic spirit, we drive it out of that, oh, out of the White House. It will not come to our house. It will not leave Washington and come here. We break it, we break it, we break every spirit of deception. Every spirit of deception, we break it. We break the spirit of deception over our house right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Son of
I
David.
break, I see deception. I see lies flying out of the White House. I break it.
The mighty name of
I
Jesus.
break it and I drive it back. I drive it back to the water. I will
Thank
not release it
you.
up in the streets. I break bloodshed in America. Oh God.
Break it in the name of Jesus.
Ba, no untimely debt. No untimely debt. No untimely debt.
Jesus' name.
Babole, no untimely debt, Lord.
The name of
In the
Jesus.
mighty name of Jesus, we break and we bind the spirit of poverty in America.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Starvation,
Name
the
of Jesus
street
Christ.
starvation. America is a wealthy country, but there is a plague in America. Lord
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
we break snake in America.
In the name of
In
Jesus. Yes, Lord,
the
is power in your name. In the
mighty
name of
name
Jesus
of
Christ, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood
My
of
God.
Jesus. The blood of
We gotta
Jesus.
cover our houses.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
don't care what you say and what you do. This is
Jesus.
not joke. This is not time to play. Our
Yes,
house has gotta be covered. Our
Jesus.
house has gotta be covered. We gotta cover our house in the blood of Jesus. We gotta cover our families in the blood of Jesus.
Cover life under the blood. We cover
Bye.
the blood of Jesus.
We gotta make the trumpet. We gotta make the trumpet. People say alarm the trumpet inside. No, we gotta make that trumpet. We gotta make that sound. We gotta come up with our own different kind of sound. We can't listen to everybody's sound no more. We gotta come up with our own sound. We gotta use our belly for the sound. We gotta use our hands for the sound. Oh God, we gotta use our feet for the sound. Preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty, let your kingdom come now.
In
My
the
God,
mighty name of
I see all different kind
Jesus,
of rain. I
Jesus,
see they trying to have all different kinds of flood in places where they want to have flood. Weather manipulation. They are coming out with different, oh my God, earthquake.
plead the blood of Jesus Christ against it. We plead the blood of
Earthquake. They want to
Jesus.
come out with earthquake in Florida.
You take authority over that
I mean,
land
I'm both
in
sorry. This is
the
man-made. This is man-made
name
destruction.
of
I see place
Jesus. You take
sinking in the
authority.
mighty
You
name
take
of Jesus. We
authority over
drive
that
it
in the
back.
name of
We
Jesus.
drive it back. We drive back the onslaught of the enemy. It's time to pray. This is not like church like usual. This is not church like usual. This is not church as usual. I see it, I see disaster. We got to get our house in order. 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 I got to get my house in order. Have you ever seen a dragon? A water dragon? I just see a water dragon coming up out of the water, and it comes like a vicious cycle. A very, very vicious cycle. Very, very vicious cycle. I see it. I see it. It is very, very vicious. We gotta pray. We gotta come out and get out of our complacency. And we have to pray. Father, you are divine. You are strategic. You are powerful.
Jesus.
You have you know you're a father of joy and peace, but you also could bring wrath. We have sinned against you, Father. Forgive us from all our sins and, oh my God, touch our doorpost. Touch our doorpost tonight. We're celebrating your resurrection this weekend, Jesus, and you're not even resurrecting our lives. Forgive us, Father. Father, forgive us. We come before you and we humble ourselves and we say, forgive us, Lord God. I am not worthy to come under the, you're not worthy to come under my roof. You're not worthy to come onto my roof. Say your word. Say your word, and my house will be healed. Rise up and walk. Let the nation rise up and walk. Let the nation rise up and walk. Father, we humble ourselves on this assignment. Ezekiel, Chikori Batoria Mama, Aya Mama Lomos Tekele Dede Bosanda. Ezekiel 43, verse 2. No, it's not Ezekiel. I'm sorry, forget me. It's Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, verse 2. Child of God, kingdom citizens, pray. If you have never prayed before, let us start praying. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out prayer. Just pray and ask God to give you insight. Ask God to open your eyes. There's nothing to be doom and gloom about and be fearful. Give once you are ready and you give your life to Christ, there's nothing that the enemy can do that you're scared of. Trust him and live. What are we going to do? We can't do anything. All we have to do is to trust him. So what if today's our last day on this earth? Make sure if you have to leave here, that you're going with him. I want to be with him. Listen to this. Isaiah 43, verse 2. It's a declaration. When they're passing through the waters, and remember, I was seeing water just now. I see that great big old thing raised up out of the water with vengeance. But he said, I will be with thee. Okay? Now we talk about the rivers. And when you go through the rivers, the river will not overflow you. Now, when you go through the fire, are you going through any type of fire? It said that fire, it will not burn you. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. That means you. So when the fire comes, nothing is going to touch you. That is what the word of God is saying. He's going to cover you under his wings. Psalms 91. Glory to God Almighty. He is the Prince of Peace. So yes, the next one, as you look at the screen, she said the next one will be up Monday, April the 6th for religion. That's the blog that she's gonna be releasing. And that's gonna be released to be up for Monday, the April 6th. I'm telling you, let us saturate ourselves in him. Prince of Priests, mighty warrior. everlasting King, our supernatural Father. In you we move and we have our being. What can I say this day? Walking through the wilderness, I pray. The Redeemer of our Father, which is of Israel, will come. That is over verse 14. And no matter how they try to come and to take us down, the Holy One of Israel, our King, will be there with the Holy Spirit, he says in the Word. He's going to send the Comforter. We need to be comforted in this day and this hour. We need to watch how we spend our finances. I have to do that. You have to do that. I'm getting counseling now from Kenneth. Oh Lord, every day you talk about something different, which is true. I may not want to hear it, but it's the facts of life. Gotta watch your money. Gotta watch everything that you do, because there's famine coming on the land. I'm telling you tonight. I am so heavy and thinking about going outside and start planting stuff. And I am not a planter. But with what's coming down now in our system and all the kind of food chain and what they're doing, we have to have some sense of sensibility. Things are changing rapidly. We have people in high places that's not for us. Governmental systems are not for us. People that do, they're doing the food chain, they're not for us. They're not for the family. The media is not for us. You're working on a job, they're not for you. They're not, I mean, you go and you give your labor and then they turn around and they get rid of you. That is what's going on. You go to church, is in competition. If you go in there with an anointing on your life, the pastors want to throw you out. They don't want you to go excel. They don't want to. It is that everything in the church is in the world. Everything in the world is in the church. We want holiness. I'm not saying that things are not going to change, and I'm not saying that we're God. We're not God, but we're supposed to at least try to live a godly life in righteousness. That's what kingdom living is all about. And then when it comes to our educational system, we have all manner and type of people teaching our children. The homes now have been run by cable and by t the TV and by your phone and that's what runs the house. Parents leave the children in the house and they go on to work all day and the TV raising these kids. And then when they come home, they can't find them because somebody lure them and take them out. And by the time, you know, they're into some kind of sex trafficking or all kind of trafficking. Or they may end up getting killed, or that is what's going on in our society right now. So we have to trust God. So that's why we're praying for the nation. This nation was founded upon God's principle, but we have lost our way. We have been sidetracked and brainwashed by people. And because we're so gullible, we don't know right from wrong because we're not able to discern and intercede and know right from wrong. So we just listen and take everything in. We go to church on Sunday. If we go to church on Sunday and whatever the pastor said or whatever anybody said or entertained, you take it, you go home with it, you go back the same week, the same thing, rerun over and over. Nobody's spending time with the Holy Father. Nobody knows the word. Tomorrow, before you go to bed, try to memorize at least one verse, one chapter, one, not a whole entire chapter, but like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If it's even that, one thing. Tomorrow morning, you get up, you go to the next side of it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. You do that. The next day, you do that until it's finished. And then you go to another one. I remember when I was doing school, in school, and we doing math, mathematics. And we said, two ones, two. It's like we memorized. Two into two goes one time. And we just say it's repetitive over and over. And two ones, two. Two into two goes one times. Two, how you go? Two twos four. Two into four goes two times. And that's what we do over and over and over. By the time you know it, it is in your brain, is in your heart, is in your mouth. And then when it comes out, they talk about the when they said 30 days in September, April, June, and November. How you gonna know that? We keep saying it 30 days in September, April, June, and November. All the rest of 20, 31 days except February alone, which are 28. Those are the things. So you gotta drill. So that's how you're gonna do your Bible. One verse at a time. One verse at a time. Yeah, I just see this anchor. I see an anchor. I see an anchor. When you look, if you go and look up and look what an anchor app, I see it, and it's like it sits on the bottom, and then it has the little thing like spikes, one to the right and one to the left, and then you have the thing in the middle, and then you have the tall thing on the top. And Jesus is telling me to tell you guys that he is our anchor. And I hear the song, the anchor. Hold. You know, I'm not a singer, but I hear that. Da-da-dee-da, da-dee-da. The anchor. Hold. He's saying he hold, the anchor hold. And though our ship might toss to and fro, the anchor holds. He is saying he is balancing our ship. So give it to him now. Because the anchor holds. He is balancing it for us. There is a thing that is in the water and he's steering it up for us. And he's bringing it in right up there to the front line where you could come out and come on dry land. Hold on to that tonight. Do not look to the right and do not look to the left because the anchor. Na-na-nee. I hear that song, but I don't even know the words. Na-na-na. The anchor. Oh. The Father God, who is Jesus Christ Himself, that came to the earth and died on the cross for us to have life and have it more abundantly. He said He holds the steering tonight. He said He's bringing it out. Whatever you're believing Him for, throw out your anchor, throw out your net, throw out your net, and oh, tarry all night and you get no fish. Throw out your net in the deep to the right. Throw out your net to the deep to the right. Hey, say the Lord. Throw out your net, throw it out, pull it in. Pull it in, pull it in, pull it in to the right. Pull it in, pull it in. Because your anchor, oh, pull it in, pull it in, pull it in, pull it in. See him bringing it in. Bring it right to the front and step out of that boat. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bow to you, Father. We bow to you tonight, Father. And we know that you are the one that have this government on your shoulder. We bow to you tonight, God. We bow to you tonight, God. We bow to you tonight. We bow to you. We bow to you. And we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you for this nation that's in war right now. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks and we lift up this nation. Hallelujah, God, and we praise your holy name. Father God, that no weapon will come near us, and everything that they have in the different country will not come into this land. I pray for the protection of the military, the ones that is involved right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them out of harm's way. Direct them and guide them and give them wisdom. Lord, give them the right leadership. Give them the right person who's going to lead them and steer them into the right direction. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. Lord God, meet all their spiritual need and their physical need tonight. Give them mental capabilities. Father God, speak to their heart. Save them and deliver them, I pray. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, open up now the floodgates. Pour out a blessing upon all of them. Guide them and protect them. Father, in the name that is above every name, we bring peace to the White House, God. We bring peace to our house. We bring peace to Washington. Oh, God, protect, 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 protect America from all terrorism. Protect, protect, protect from all bloodshed. Protect, 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 protect. Give us wisdom this day, I pray. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Give us wisdom, Lord God Almighty. Whoever is making decisions, whoever is making decisions when they try to make wrong decisions, draw them up, Lord. Speak to them, Lord. Speak in their ears, God, because you are the anchor and you hold. In the name of Jesus, let it be a turnaround, 365 degree turnaround. Ooh, that need to be moved out of this cabinet. Move them, God, and bring righteous leaders over our head, righteous leaders in the school system, righteous leaders in the governmental system, in the judicial system. Father, you are the Prince of Peace. Bring everlasting peace into our courtroom in the name of Jesus, in the school system, in the media. Break and bind up every lying tongue, every family disorder. Break and bind every generational curse over our families. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We believe that we receive, according to Mark 11, 23 to 24, every mountain move now in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God come down and break every yoke of bondage. Break and remove every altar that is not of you. We break and we bind every spirit of witchcraft that has been released over this nation in the name of Jesus. We break and rebind every foot, every blood that is not of the blood of Jesus. We command it to be dismantled and be diminished over this country. Now and by Koreaba, every single person that want to come against this country from overseas, China, Arabo, Shandere, Kotalaba, Germany, Russia. Kelele ba Ukraine, eh, Yina, Kolaba, Alaba, Koreababa, any African country, any Spanish country, England, any one of them, any one of them, Lord Jesus, that want to come and want to make it bad for this country, Father God, remove them out of their place. Save them, Lord. Give them spiritual insight for living. Expose them, Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God. Expose them. Every single person in our family members, in our friendship group, in our neighborhood, anybody who wants to harm us. Father, in the name of Jesus. Close the doors that need to be closed. Shut the ones that need to be shut. The ones that need to be open, Open them up. Open them up, Lord. Open them up, Lord. Open them up, Lord God Almighty. Open them up now, I pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every person that's over our head, every person that's making decisions that's going to affect us and our family, speak to their hearts, save them. Save them. Do a shakeup in every single person that's in leadership. Because you are the king of the nation. Shake them up, Lord Jesus. Shake them up, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, go forth now with the angels of God and shake up this nation. Shake the church. Close the ones that need to be closed down. Bring forth spiritual leadership now in this nation. Husband and wife working together in this nation. Father, taking care of their children in this nation. Grandparents in this nation. Leading and guiding the children of the nation. Speaking to the mom and the dad of the nation. Father, take care of their house in this nation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, remove every carpet of their eyes. Take away every bloodshot, every blind shot, everything that make their eyes blink and they cannot see. Just like the doctor said, people have cataract. Remove the cataract out of their eyes. Remove the bloodshed. Remove the sickness out of their eyes. Give them eyes that they may be able to see in the spirit. Give them spiritual insight. Let they speak the word of God. Let they smell things that's bad. Let their hands become hands to fight. Let their foot becomes the place that they go to preach the gospel with signs following. The ones that need promotion, give them promotion. The ones that need new job, give them new job. We're calling for a systematic family organization in this nation. We're calling for money run after us and overshadow us. We're calling for millionaires and billionaires in the kingdom. We're calling for the kingdom of God. For the gospel's supposed to be preached, the kingdom's supposed to be preached, the finances will be released, and people will be able to use the finances to minister the gospel, help their brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. Their household will be neat, near, taken care of in the name of Jesus. Houses and land belongs to the kingdom of God because this is your business, Lord God Almighty. This is your nation. This is your land. This is your earth. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So we're calling the earth to open up and kingdom citizens to have houses, land, money, resources, health, the vine. We are calling for the seven mountains to walk in favor of the child of God. Kingdom citizens will raise up to be entrepreneur in this earth. Kingdom assignment in this earth. Preaching the gospel with power. Preaching the gospel under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They will run and not faint. Walking upright. Moving uprightly. Don't take no foolishness. Speak the truth at all times. We are calling for the vine in the kingdom. We are calling for supernatural blessing in the kingdom. We are breaking off every generational curse in the kingdom. Heavenly Father, we pray your kingdom come and your will be done in the name of Jesus. We pray that they will be blessed going out and blessed coming in. Their basket will overflow. At Deuteronomy 28, 1 to verse 14. We pray that over them right now, Lord Jesus Christ. We touch and we agree. Heavenly Father, we pray. Heavenly Father, we believe. We receive. Our generation is blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed in houses and in land. We bind and we drive back complete sickness and disease off of our families. We thank you this night. Our fingers are designed for war. Teach us how to move strategically in the earth. That way we can see into the king realm, the kingdom realm of the king. We could hear the sounds from heaven. We could hear from the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We could hear the Holy Spirit speak to us. We could see angels dispatch. Nothing will come near our dwelling. Those demonic sources will be subjected to the word of God coming out of our mouth, and they have to flee. We will put our foot on their neck and we will squeeze them out. They will not be able to come near our dwelling. We have no fear because Jesus is here and he lives, reign inside of us. Kingdom authority. Kingdom authority. Kingdom deliverance. Kingdom salvation. Kingdom articulation. We receive only good things from heaven. We receive the blood of Jesus on us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Satan has no power. We smile, we laugh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Alamo. Yes, Lord. Let your water come now. Let it come and let it wash us. And let it cleanse us. I want you to know that next Monday, we are going to have next week Monday for a night of, say, just praise or whatever time we come back online, just to be, give some testimony. Let other people see what God has done. I've been getting testimony over and over and over and over and over. So we just need to come and just let other people hear some testimony. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out testimony, but just let people know that Jesus is alive and he's actually in the business of deliverance. Of deliverance. I heard some good ones this week, last week, maybe before last. He is actually in the business of deliverance. And he set us up. And he wake us up, and he knows how to break us up and clean us up and let us be fit for his use. Our God is a God that is more than enough. Our God is a God that's going to give what we need. Abundance is coming. Put your hand out and receive your abundance. There is an abundance of rain, the Father said, and it is coming and is dropping like buckets. You won't even have room enough. It is going to be overflow. There's a song, my cup is running, my saucer. I don't remember exactly, but I used to remember hearing it like the early 2000 or 90s about something about my saucer. At least, I think you might know that song because we used to sing it in like Manchester. We used to sing it at one of the church. Think about my saucer and it's running and it runs over. Somebody sung that song and it about a saucer. And the saucer is overflowing or whatever. It's full. There's something in my
Yes,
saucer.
Pastor.
You remember that
I'm
song?
drinking from my saucer because
Remember
my cup
that?
has overflowed.
Yeah. We used to sing that.
Yes,
Remember in Manchester?
Jabez, yes.
Somebody, we used to sing it. And we used to have that song.
Drinking
And it just come in my spirit.
from my saucer, for
Yeah.
my cup has overflowed.
Yeah, something like
I
that.
never see, yes, we know
Yeah, we used to sing it because I
it.
don't, was it Brother Anthony that brought it, but some lady used to sing it.
Yes,
And my cup is
Pastor.
overflow. Beautiful song. I'm gonna have to
Very
try,
good.
I'm gonna have to try to find it. She's drinking from my
Jabez,
saucer.
drinking from my
Yeah,
saucer.
she's drinking from my saucer. And
For
that's the
my
song that
cup
come
has
up in my
overflowed.
spirit. We're
Yes.
going to be drinking. We're gonna start drinking from that saucer. And
Amen.
the saucer, the cup is gonna overflow. There is going to be an abundance living. So even though there is famine in the land, we're going to have an abundance of rain. Wow. I received that because I need that abundance of rain. I need my saucer to be overflow. And if you need your saucer to be overflow in anything, any area of your life, Sharon, any area, let it be overflow. Put your hand out and receive that overflow tonight. There is something about that saucer being overflown. It is 8:26 p.m. our time. That's what it's saying on my computer. April 2nd, I'm sorry. Let it be a reminder. My baby here, Destiny, put it up in here. Was it 8:26 or 8:27? Whatever time it is, put it in there. A cup run over. It running over. There's another sign. It running over. Something like that. My cup is running
Full and running
over.
over.
Yeah. We used to sing that in New York. Mama, mama, mole, be kiddie, ba 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 ba. An overflow of everything. Kilibasa. Let the fire comes in and burn out every mock. Let the fire comes in and burn out every destructive force. Let the fire comes in and burn out every spirit of confusion. Let the fire comes in and burn out every spirit of poverty. Let the fire comes in. Bring the blood of Jesus and put it on your doorpost in the corner. Every crevice, every inch, everywhere you go, apply the blood. Everywhere you walk, apply the blood. In your neighborhood, in this nation, apply the blood. Apply the blood of Jesus in this nation. This nation, you live in this nation, apply that blood. Let the blood be your covenant. Let the blood be your covering. Let the blood be your joy. Everything about the blood of Jesus, let that sacrificial blood. You're going to be enjoying this resurrection week. Let this week be the sacrificial blood of Jesus. Come in. Look now. Let it taint. What do you mean taint? Stain? Okay, all right. Stain. Let the blood stain you. In other words, go out there like when they're in Jamaica and you put your finger in that thing, you vote. Let that blood be on your doorposts. It's a significant thing about the blood. The blood of Jesus means redemption. Apply the blood. Get it, get it, get it, get it. You know what I'm telling you? Apply the blood. Apply the blood. There is a book by John Eggar. I just tell the Spirit of God just told me to go in my room, to go in the book and get it. Demon hit list. In my name, they will drive out a demon. March 16. Bind the spirit of Molech. I just opened this up and it just coming in. I mean, it was nothing planned. Bind the spirit of molestation. I just opened it up. Like I said, it just come. And when I was praying, I see that dragon coming out of the sea. And here it is. It is a monster. Sea serpent. Anything that's in your spirit at night, ghost, giant. Gorilla. Hippopotamus. Incubus. Succubus. Every horror, every terror, every panic, sudden fear, nightmare. I'll tell you, I don't know. The spirit of God is coming to open this. Zombie, vampire. If you used to love them zombie movie, break and bind them from over you. If you used to do cutting and in witchcraft, break and bind it from over you. Break it and bind it from over you. Bind it, bind it, bind it, bind it, bind it. If anybody molests you, bind that spirit of abuse. Pain and hurt, rape, sodomy, incest, the person that violates you, break it. If they even touch you for a moment, that's still in your mind, break it, break that wound, break that torment. Shame and bitterness, break it. I just opened this up. I was not planning this. Pretty good. I don't even use this book. Pretty good. I just double open it. Open the book. Mental illness in the family. Mental illness. Memory lapse. Mind control. People trying to bring mischief upon you. Misconduct, misbehavior. Anything, anybody that tried to come against your mind with idolatry. Look, I tell you, this book, I just opened the book and here it is. So it's nothing big. I'm just saying what I see. This is from John Eggert, Demon Hit List. It's good for you to buy. I think I got it from Amazon. And look how long I have this book. I don't even have the date because I used to date my books. It is all here. You talk about martial arts. What are the things that you were in before? Masturbation. What are all those things? Meditation. You used to meditate? Get him up, Koshi Malama. Laziness? Are you lazy? Are you rebellious? Disobedience? Wow. Corruption? You gotta break them and you gotta bind them. Abandonment? Break it and bind it in the name of Jesus. Did you do martial arts? That's a witchcraft. Martial arts is from the devil. It give you mind control, lust, and rebellion. You gotta break that. You gotta break that spirit. Jezebel. Whoredom. False doctrine. Anything, any kind of cult-like religion. No, I'm just going to the book. Insanity. Gotta break madness, confusion. And lunacy, maniac, deranged, infirmity, Lord Jesus. I got up this morning, and I'm telling you, disease, illnesses, affliction, anything out of order. Gotta go get this book and look it over and break these things off of your life. Lust, profanity, nasty words coming out of your mouth all the time. They try to come back up. Unclean spirit. Do you have pride? Pride comes before a fall. Have you ever been hurt? Somebody hurt you? You feel wounded in your spirit? Deep hurt? You got to go to God about it. I've been through things like this. And I'm telling you, I'm not exempt. You get hurt by people, and it's hurt, and you feel harsh, brokenhearted. People, you feel bruised and you feel grieved. It is hard, and you cry. You feel abandoned. I could go on and on and on. This one here is big for me. Hurt. Wounded. And then you just started crying. The least of the thing, you just started crying. I remember when I was in Manchester and I just started ministering in the early 90s, and I just minister and minister, and tears would just fall on my eyes because the things that I've been through. And then when I minister and people comes up and I see they come in their spirit and they have the same thing, I would just be bawling. You remember Lilith? I would just sitting down bawling. You remember Natalia? They were a part of the ministry over there, and I would just
Yes,
cry.
okay.
I mean things. I mean, people would just come and I minister with them, and they just have my. Sometimes I go up in my brand new outfit, and people just come with their nose knot all over my clothes. And the father would tell me before, the church is a hospital. So all of us dress up like a puss, like let's say Jamaica, like a puss, dress up in your outfit, the ass boot. You can't do nothing for God. You gotta go there in your scrubs. You gotta go in your scrubs. You're in a hospital. And people come and hug you. You can't push them off. They're crying. They can't push them off. There's a whole lot in this book. Go find it. Guilt. Condemnation. We just gotta go in and clean out our spirit, man. It really is our mindset. We gotta go in and we just gotta clean out our mindset. When grief come, it brings sadness. So, I just want to say tonight, I just want to say tonight, how do I put this? Yes, we go through a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? We go through a lot of stuff. I know I've been through a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, I honestly believe that I would not want to not go through what I've been through. Because that's what made me be the person that I am today. I really, 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 really. And even when the things going rough, even like today when I was talking with my husband and my grandson, and with my cousin. Hey, honestly, I could not see myself going back on the street and do the things that I used to do before because I can't, I don't see, I can't find no peace in that. I honestly don't see any peace. And I can't, I don't see how I would fit in. I don't understand. So I might as well just keep going. You know what I mean? I might as well just continue and just keep going because I would not fit in no other way. It just, even though it's painful. And you would say, Lord, why you do this and you do that? And it ain't working out for you. At the end of the day, deep down, there is a song. I keep saying about songs tonight, I don't know. Footprint in the sand. There's a footprint. I remember Mama used to love to play that song. And when you're going through your bad times or in your rough times, I don't know the song, and it's really all the words, but that simple mean that when you're not seeing, that's when he's carrying you, those footprints in the sand. You'd have to go listen, find the song and listen to it. But it's song named Footprint in the Sand. You not only
Once
have
the
the song.
footprints in the sand, Lord, you
Huh?
promised me. The song says, one set of footprints in the sand, Lord, you promised me you hold my hand. Why in troubled times I look back and only find one set of footprints in the sand? Then the Lord said, that's when, my child, that's when I was carrying you. I don't remember the rest of it.
Amen. Yeah. It's something like that. Yeah. And I'm telling you will sit back and you would like, Lord, I mean, here I am going out, I'm doing this. And because I was saying even that today. People calling in with their testimonies, and I'm always getting breakthroughs. And I'm like, so where's my breakthrough? Because my body aches, this going on, that going on. So here, there go my footprint. And I still would not go back on the street because There is a person of the Holy Spirit. And once you experience the Holy Spirit, I'll tell you right now, let's just go through because no. Going back on the street is not, I have never in my entire life feel, felt, know, knowing any kind of adjective to compare to the Holy Spirit. How to explain, I cannot. So no matter what things are going on, no matter how I see it, how I place it, how I'm feeling, it's gonna only be for a season. Your life, whatever you're going through, it's only for a season. That's how I feel. I'm not gonna tell you how to run your show and hook up with your boat, but that's how I feel right now tonight. 8:41. See, we even go over time. That's all I'm feeling at this very moment. All the things that I've been through in Jamaica to over here. And the reason why I would go through it again is because I know that I was going to get myself, God is going to get me out of it. Because that's what he did for me. And if you just trust him, that's what he's going to do for you. He's going to continue to do it for me and continue to do it for you. And I could put myself as the second party. He's going to do it for you, right? And I need you to pray for me for him to do it for me too. Because I remember when I used to go to him and talk all kind of trash. And he said to me, "Well, you know what? The anointing on your life is not for you." And I'm like, "Whatever." He said, "The anointing on your life is for somebody else." And then he said to me, "I need somebody. So I need for you to pray for me every single day of the hour. Pray for me morning, noon, and night, because when you call me, I pray. Even though if I'm down and beat up and not, no, let me tell you something. If I say I'm praying, and I'm not praying by my flesh. I'm praying by the Spirit. I'm actually, when people call me, that's how I've been trained. I am wondering what's going on here, and if I felt in my heart to call somebody and I don't call them, I feel like I missed it. But you know why? Because there is a reason why. Even today, I was reminded I was supposed to make a call Sunday and I didn't. Doggone it. I'm telling you, that's because I am more spirit first. I am more spirit first than the physical, which is supposed to be second. My spirit man is supposed to be first. Your spirit man is supposed to be first. Your spirit man is supposed to be first in all things. And then come your natural being. My husband sent me something today, and I said, "Yeah, with this guy." And I love to hear what my husband sent it. Beautiful. The guy have a lot to say. But then he deals with the natural. And the natural is only going to help you for a moment. The most important thing in our lives, LIVES, is the spirit according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You are a spirit person, my Lamborghini. You have a soul, Mikoriabarama, and you live in a body. That simple means your spirit man have to be trained to overwrite the mind, the emotion. That is your fleshly part of your body up here. It's not your spirit. No, your mind is not your spirit. Your mind is your intellect. It is your soul. The soul is not in charge of your spirit man. So that means I have to build up my spirit man to control my mind. That is why you see people going around killing and carrying on, because their heart ain't right. Their heart is out of whack. But if their heart is right, it's going to control that mindset. And that mindset would have to be subjected to the heart, which is the spirit. Very important. That is why I believe that when a person commits suicide, I can't tell them that they go to hell. Because at that particular time, their spirit was not in charge, their mind was in charge, and they snapped. They snap. So that's why we have to walk in the spirit. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's so important. I'm not telling them that I'm this and I'm that. I'm not, don't call me now and tell me. I'm not no high and mighty, but I'm telling you, based on the word of God, your spirit first. Your spirit first. Your spirit first. Because when Jesus was communicating with the Father and the Holy Spirit, he said, "Let there be light." He speak it out of his mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. He said, "The words that I speak, they're spirit and they bring forth life." They are the words that I speak. The words that I speak, they're spirit and they bring forth life. So now, if you are using head knowledge and your head telling you to go kill somebody, you're going to go kill them because your spirit man, who is really you, is not in control of your mind. That's a total different. So we now, when we were born of the flesh of a woman. And we were born in sin of a woman. We were raised up in sin by a woman and a man, or whoever was training us and teaching us. So now, just like my mama gave me her breast or the bottle or whatever, and we have stages of our body is being built in the natural, that's in the mind setting. The spirit man is sitting back waiting. Now, when you get saved and you give your life to Jesus Christ, you have to go out and you have to condition your spirit now to override the mindset. It's very important. So when you see somebody start doing something in the flesh, in the mind setting, I should say, please do not go condemn them because they know no better. Because their spirit man is not leading them. That's just that. We got to see it like this. We have to start saying, I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. And we live in a body. And when I die, that spirit is going to go back to the Creator. And that body is going to go down in the earth. That's why when they declare in Genesis, you're from earth, and that's where you're going to be going back to the dust. Hey, I didn't say it. The Word of God said it. I'm only giving out what I know. You got to go know for yourself. You got to put on your knower and know and know that when somebody come in and start telling you trash, like myself, you say, you know what? That don't make no sense. And go read it for yourself. But I'm here to tell you, death and life is in the power of your tongue. I am a spirit. I have a soul. Put this up there. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, I think it is. Let me go check it. Because as I said, I didn't have all this in my notes. I'm just listening to the Holy Ghost. Maleke shikoli babali bosekele bababa. And I'm only bale bababa. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I heal thee. Somebody needs healing tonight. He's healing you. He's touching you. It's touching you in your stomach. Your stomach is being healed. Your stomach is being healed. That biliousness is gone. Hallelujah. Yes. That esophagus is being healed. That bakoria mama lamande. Spirit of cancer gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody gonna get healing of cancer. I mean, if it's not tonight, it's gonna be on the line. Cancer gonna be gone in the name of Jesus. Spirit of arthritis is gonna be broken. I receive that out of my shoulder because I have pain in my shoulder. I receive that in my knee because I have pain in my knee. In the mighty name of Jesus, healing in the name of Jesus. Sugar, high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Mind, your mind, your mind. Household mind, your mind in the home, daughter and son and friends and family. Tonight on the line or listen on the recording, it's going to be healed. You're going to be healed. You're going to be healed. You're going to be healed. The blood of Jesus. Take that. Take that. Take that. Take that. Yemasi korea baba laba, bekore baba mama baba laba baba baba. Healing in the mind, my eyes, healing, healing in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Restoration, sanctification, deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. Every fornication, people saying, oh, they lying, they go to church, they lying, they stealing, cheating, and backbiting. Abstain from all evil. I just looked on here. Of all appearance of evil, they're still putting their hand in evil. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Father, we just thank you tonight. Destiny, put this up here first. Thessalonians 5. 23, but also put 22. And in a bracketing like in parentheses, put number 24. Faithful is he that call you and will also do it. Okay, and put 25. Brethren, pray for us. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You see and you know and you hear all things. You're the God of peace, joy, and tranquility. You're the God of restoration and salvation. You're the God, you're the God, that you're the God. You are Jehovah Gib oh, Gibba? Really? Why do we need Jehovah Gibba tonight? Okay. Mighty in battle? Okay. Mighty in battle, Jehovah Gibeah. We thank you that all our battles are fought and won. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who we celebrate his resurrection on Sunday. And we celebrate him going to the cross that we ourselves knowingly, that we are redeemed and transformed by his blood. We can give him worship and praise. I do thank you tonight, and I thank every single person that's listening and hearing from under the sound of my voice. Listen, go back, listen to this from the start to the finished. Even if you were early or being late, it doesn't matter. Go back and put it in your spirit, man. Let the fire of God come in and saturate your being from the inside out. Let the pollution of the Holy Spirit comes in and pollute your mind, giving you a mindset to be polluted by God himself. That way the enemy cannot come and touch you. You have no fear. Because he is here and he's with you all the time. We bow. We declare though we are righteous, we stand for righteous living. You're the God that's more than enough. You place us under your right next to your feet because you step over us. And when you step over, your shadow controlled us. And the enemy cannot touch us because we're basically in your presence. My God. Yes, Lord. And just like that woman touched the hem of the garment, you pass over us. Let the hem of your garment go right over our head right now, completely over our bodies. Saturate us. Completely wash us. Cleanse us. Bring forth the spirit of manipulation to come forth and let we crush it under our feet. Let Satan have no power and no authority in our lives. And every time he push up and show up his ugly head, we slap it down. Satan, you are defeated. Up from the grave, he arose with power and authority. And he gave us the keys to his kingdom. Heavenly Father, we pray for every single person in America to get saved and delivered and sanctified by your blood. Touch now every single doorpost in America and bring healing to this land, we pray. Saturate us now with your blood. And let everywhere we walk with the veil and with the lion, who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and who is the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We move now strategically in the realm of the spirit, and out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Put your hands up, everybody. Put your hands up, everybody. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go and touch them now. We pray. I stand in your presence. And I say, as I bow, come now out of the heaven back to the earth. In the name that is above. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Have a very, very powerful Good Friday, meditating upon him. Saturday, give him worship. Sunday, give him thanks. Every single day. Why? Because Jesus is Lord. Good night, everyone. God bless you. And may his face shine on you. In Jesus' name, amen.